Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CL Educate Limited investor call for quarter and year ended March 31st, 2019. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today on the call Mr. Satyanarayanan, Chairman, Mr. Nikhil Mahajan, Executive Director, and Mr. Arjun Wadhwa, CFO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satyanarayanan, Chairman, CL Educate Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Karuna. I welcome to the call here. I would extend a warm welcome to all of you along with my colleague Nikhil and Arjun. As you would have gotten access to the presentation, that's what I'm using to take us through the update today, and maybe we could straight away jump to slide number 5 of the presentation, wherein it captures the sequence in which we will go through the next 20 minutes of our updates: financial performance, followed by operational performance, and then some broad updates organizationally that we wish to share with you. I'm now moving to slide number 6. In short, this is the financial summary of the year gone by, wherein on the overall consolidated revenue side, we have shown a growth of about 16.8% over the 301 crores that we did last year. This year we closed at 352.5 crores. The EBITDA at a consolidated level moved up to 40.2 crores, and the net profit was 20.1. And just to put it in perspective about the slip-up that we had in 18, we've also captured the numbers of the previous year. And any questions on this, I'll be happy to take towards the end of the session. I am now moving to slide number 7, which gives us the breakup of this for FY19, wherein the revenues from operations grew by 17.4%, and the EBITDA growth, as I've already covered, grew by about 76, and the net profit by about 139%. I think it just is important for me to hasten to add that the growth in the EBITDA and net profits came from a mix of revenue, but equally also from some more tightening of middle line that we did during the course of the year, including some things that had flowed in last year from the acquisition that we did of the E10 from Pearson's. So one of the things that we are also looking at is the growth that we show on the ROCE, which has gone up to about 8.6% in March 19, and we are mindful of the fact that this is one of the things that we need to take to beyond 15% in the next maybe 4 to 8 quarters. I'll now move to slide number 8, which captures the summary of consumer business at an aggregate level and the enterprise business, which stands at 9.4% and 26.1% if you look at it segmentally. And as you can see, the consumer business is further subdivided into two sub-segments, test prep and publishing, and the enterprise business goes under corporate business and institutional business that we do with universities and colleges, etc. The breakup of their growths are happened. Other than publishing, the rest of the businesses have shown reasonably healthy growth. When we get to the publishing, Nikhil will share a little bit about the publishing growth while expanding the rest of it. Another important observation which has come into effect this year is the Ind AS 115 that has also affected the way revenues are accrued or recognized. Maybe some part of it we can cover towards the end of the presentation. This is just to highlight that at this point in time. Now I move to slide number 9, which is operational performance, the placeholder, which takes us to slide number 10. 11 rather. The key performance indicators when we look at the consumer business is measured by actually three very key attributes. One, our distribution, the number of centers that we add. Since we are a very asset-light, scalable, franchisee or business partner-led model, the number of centers that we acquire, that we add to our network, the number of students who enroll with us, and the third is the average price that we are able to realize. So that's what is captured here in slide number 11. We have moved from an effective 187 centers to 203 in the last fiscal. That is one area of focus and growth for us. And on the GKP side, it always is the number of titles that we have that are actively sold in the marketplace and the number of books multiplied by the cost of the price of the book. So we've shown growth here. There is a potential for us now to accelerate the pace of adding new centers in test prep, because over the last 18 months we have added a lot of products to our portfolio, which is CA, FRM, CFA, Civil Services, GATE. So many new products have been added. So every center adding more products to their portfolio and adding more centers which offer 2 to 3 products, those are the areas that will be under a lot of focus as we move into the future. Our online test prep mix is also growing steadily. There is a scope to grow this further, but that's also one of the focus areas for us. We now move to slide number 12. You know, the segment that I just mentioned about a minute ago, which is tuitions, CACS, Civil Services and GATE, they grew by about 100% last year, and at an aggregate test prep level, they are contributing about 12.2% of the revenue last fiscal. These are all large segments. When you compare it with the flagship that we have, which is MBA and law, so there is a tremendous amount of potential and promise for us to grow this business. Digital is growing well, as I mentioned, and that is also bringing in improvements in the margins, because the fulfillment costs they don't grow with the number of students growing. International test prep revenues that comes essentially from the Middle East, they are also picking up, and we think that with the addition of programs that are relevant for test prep globally, again, examples CFA, FRM, or ACA, ACCA, we look forward to increasing the percentage contribution of international test prep from international geographies in our overall test prep kitty. I'll pause here for a moment and invite Nikhil to pick it up from here to take care of the businesses that he handles, publishing and enterprise. Over to you, Nikhil.
Thank you, Satya. Good afternoon, everybody. As we have seen in the previous slides, the book sales last year, the publishing business last year saw a dip of about 11%, and the number of titles sold also dipped by about close to 100,000. So while we have three broad business segments, one is the GATE and the technical job market, the second is the UPSC, and the third is the school segment. We saw a healthy growth in UPSC and the school business segment, where we grew by about 13%. However, the GATE and the technical job market, there was a significant degrowth. As we have put out, there has been a decline happening year after year in the number of test takers for GATE. And in the last 12 odd months, there were not many recruitment exams of government technical jobs, either in telecom or in any other areas for electrical, mechanical, civil. And hence, the market absorption of books in that segment was slower. This is usually a seasonality driven. There are years when the government recruitments go down. The book sales also go down, but they usually bounce back pretty strongly in the subsequent years. So now I will move to the enterprise business. Enterprise business, as you can see, is broadly constituted in two broad segments. Okay, I am on slide 14. Constitutes two broad businesses. One where we deal with the corporate customers and the other one where we deal with the institutional customers. So on an aggregate level, we grew by about 26%. The corporate business grew by about 23% and the institutional business grew by about 40%. Slightly greater drill down on the institutional business. As you can see, the total number of institutional clients grew from about 130 to 153. We are on slide number 15. So the number of customers grew from 130 to 153. The total revenues grew from 13.7 to 21. So we saw a pretty good increase in the revenues on the institutional side. As I had shared in my previous couple of calls, last year we were one of the four players who had got empaneled by the Government of India for the World Bank funded TechIP project. And last year, we, of the colleges who invited bids, we were successful in signing up for 22, accounting for over close to 50% of the total colleges who invited for bids. This is a 5-year project and we expect a similar trend to continue in the coming years. On the corporate business, while the overall number of customers increased from 94 to 100, in the domestic front there were a marginal decrease in the live clients from 80 to 77. One or couple of smaller customers would not have had any repeat business this year. However, the business grew close to 25% from 94 crore to about 118 crore. International business saw a significant ramp up in the number of customers, though came with a slight dip in the revenue. Part of it was planned in terms of we wanted to increase our footprint and we let go of some of the pass-through business from a couple of international markets which carry a very low margin. So it resulted in a slight 3-4% dip in revenues, but an increased footprint has enabled us to establish a good base for the coming couple of years. I'm now on slide 17. On the organization update, as you would be aware, we had filed for the merger schema wherein five of our 100% subsidiaries are getting merged into the parent. We've already received the stock exchange approvals from both Bombay Stock Exchange as well as the National Stock Exchange. The SEBI approval is awaited and we are expecting it shortly. Once the SEBI approval is received, we plan to file with the NCLT relevant office the scheme. Once the scheme is filed, it will take about 5 to 6 months, and we are hopeful to be able to close the entire process before the end of December 2019. With that, we come to an end, and at this stage, I would now invite questions, any of you which on this.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may please press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. Reminder to all the participants, if you'd like to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satyanarayanan for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Satya just stepped out for a minute. I thank all of the participants for joining on the CL Educate annual analyst conference call. We will come back with the first quarter update sometime in August, and we hope to see you again shortly. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of CL Educate Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.